Hi, I am Jennifer Letts, and I'm here with Bennett at Thinker's Distillery in Jerusalem. Bennett, thank you for speaking with me.
Such a pleasure.
Could you please tell me what people can expect from a trip to Thinker's?
So what you're going to do when you come here is you're going to learn all about alcohol production. People don't know what a distillery does. The first thing that happens is people walk into a distillery and goes, oh yeah, I saw how they make beer before. They're like, the breweries and distilleries and wineries are different animals altogether. So the first thing you do is you learn what a distillery is. A distillery concentrates alcohol. Hard alcohol is made in a distillery. Nature produces alcohol up to 16% maximum.
Okay.
And we won't go into the reasons for that. And a distillery basically concentrates that and turns it into something more, as much as 96.5% alcohol.
Okay, and this is what I'm drinking to have a fun time.
Well, you can drink anything you want to have a fun time, but spirits are what most people want to drink. It's the hottest industry in the world, and it has been for very many years.
And what is special about your spirits?
We specialize in what we call furthering, which means figuring out what everybody else is doing and figuring out what we can do to make it better.
And you do this very scientifically, yes?
It's funny because it's all science. If you ask Picasso, why did he do this and why did he do that? He wouldn't give you a scientific answer. He would tell you, well, I like this color and I like this flavor. But here, you're unabashedly just dealing with chemistry. And that's all you're dealing with. So you're always in the chemistry. You're always talking about what are we doing with this alcohol, because there are a lot of different kinds of alcohols. There's 13 different kinds of alcohols. What are we doing with this?
My drink?
Not in the drink that you're drinking here, but in every other drink you have.
Okay, explain that more. So I'm having a vodka tonic at, my local bar in Harlem. And you're telling me there's a whole mix of alcohols other than ethanol, which is the primary one.
That's correct.
And in your alcohols, in your spirits, I don't have that.
You have far fewer. We don't take all of them out. These are what are called in chemistry terms, congeners. A congener is nothing more than a molecule that's so similarly shaped to another molecule that they become attached to each other. That's nice. Like friends, except some of them are really awful.
Okay.
Like acetone, although acetone has its purposes in the universe. I'm not trying to take away nail polish remover from its function.
Thank you.
But it's not something that you actually want to put in your mouth and swirl around and swallow. Yet all of the spirits out there have acetone in them. Ours does not. Methanol, which has no taste and flavor, but is probably the cause of hangover. And
it would make me go blind if I have enough bitters up.
Well, if somebody decides that they're not going to follow the rules of proper distilling, yes, you will go blind. And there are stories that come out all the time. In fact, in Iran recently, several hundred people died from drinking methanol.
So you're taking out the acetone, you're taking out the methanol. And why do I care? Why does that make it better for me as the one tasting your delightful beverages?
Well, because, acetone, for example, and we're just talking about one of many alcohols that we removed, creates an imbalanced drink. You taste the acetone. So what you're trying to do is you're no longer enjoying it. If you've had a really cheap vodka, it's completely imbalanced. Or a cheap tequila. Why do people drink tequila with salt around the rim with a lime on, in order to mask over the flavors of the imbalance that are in a bad tequila? The same thing with vodka. Why do people put vodka in the freezer? In order to mask over the imperfections. If you put my vodka in a freezer, it's not going to taste any better.
No, your vodka tastes like a drink. It has layers to it.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
And
thank you. I shouldn't say
thank
yeah.
You.
I shouldn't say yeah.
Thank you.
Not in modest. That's not modest. Thank you.
And I know you don't want to make health claims, but am I less likely to be hungover after drinking a spirit with less additional alcohols in it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because you metabolize the alcohols at different speeds, and some of them you metabolize quite cleanly. Ethanol you metabolize quite cleanly, and it goes through your liver and your blood, and it's out. But methanol, if it causes blindness and death, clearly is not one that metabolizes well.
Yeah, I don't want to drink that if I have the choice.
But,
okay, so people can come, they can visit the distillery, and what is the experience? Do you do tours? Can I come with my Tinder date? What's the process?
So the answer is you can come with anybody you want. We even have children in here. We serve them, you know, what we call in America, Shirley Temples.
Ah, of course.
Yeah, they all love it. But what you expect to get is a real education. You'll leave really understanding what a distillery is, how alcohol is made, how alcohol is concentrated, what a still does, which is that machine that's sitting in the back over there. You know, why we use a still. There are other ways of concentrating alcohol, like freezing it, but we don't have, you know, we live in a warm climate, we're not going to freeze things. You know, and how it's all made, and what we did to take everybody else's, you know, concepts and recipes to further them.
Okay, and they get a few good drinks, I assume, as well.
Yeah, everybody was pretty happy.
Okay.
Yeah, Tinder dates especially.
And during these past 6 months with the war going on, have you still been getting tourists coming? Have Israelis been coming? What has business been like?
Well, for the first 3 months, you know, from October to December, business fell off a cliff completely. We lost an enormous amount of money. It started to pick up in January, and now in March and April, we're back to where we were. In fact, even better. Our business is stronger. But we've been using the time to be as supportive as we possibly can for our troops and for the people who have suffered as a result of the war that we're experiencing. We started with a beef jerky program.
The beef jerky? What is a beef jerky program?
I don't know. One day I had just got it into my head that Israelis don't really know what beef jerky is, and that beef jerky is the ultimate power food.
It is.
Because,
sure.
Because
okay.
Carbohydrates make you a little bit sleepy, whereas pure beef or really, really good beef gives you the energy and fills you up and makes you feel like you're full, but it doesn't cloud your mind. Now, the soldiers are going out into the field, and they want to be full, but they don't want to have clouded brains. And I said, okay, let's start making beef jerky. And a lot of people had exactly the same idea.
Really?
Yeah. And there were a lot of people making beef jerky, and there were campaigns, you know, fund our beef jerky. So we started with our own beef jerky recipe. We call it bourbon beef jerky. And then I had to find, like, commanders of different units to give it to. And they thought it was great. They just couldn't believe what we were doing. And then I became friendly with the commanders of the units. And I said, why don't you bring your units here? And they're like, no, we don't want to get them drunk. I said, but they have 2 days off every now and then for rest and relaxation, bring them. And we started getting, you know, all sorts of, all reserve units. We didn't get any of the regular units. All reserve units started coming in here, you know, 20, 30 people at a time. And we all cried together. We all cried together because first of all, they appreciated the love that we were giving them. And I appreciated the love that they're giving the country.
And since then, in these past months, this last month in March and now going into April, has business began to pick up again? What do you see?
It's never been more powerful. We're selling in Israel three times what we sold before the war.
And what do you think is behind that?
People just got used to our products. We've only been in the market for a year and a half. And, you know, people before, we were just kind of like some kind of curiosity. Mm-hmm. Then people started discovering us and they started loving us. And then we became the go-to drink for them.
And what about visitors? Are you seeing as many visitors coming and having the tours of?
Yeah, I mean, basically in September, before the war, we had about 1,000 visitors, and in March we had the same number.
Okay. And then my last question, it's great to have the tours and the visitor center. Is there somewhere where someone could just go and have cocktail?
So
visitors coming in and maybe do that?
So we're 600 locations in Israel. In liquor stores, bars, restaurants, hotels,
okay.
you'd have a hard time missing us.
So what am I asking for then? I'm going into bar and I'm asking for...
Yes, sir, Thinkers.
For Thinkers.
Thinkers. Everybody just knows us as Thinkers.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me. I appreciate it. Thank you for the drinks. I am Jennifer Lux with Insider Travel Report, and we're here at Thinkers Distillery. Have a nice day.